From the Gert Boyle Studio at OPB, this is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. Two Republicans are hoping to win their party's nomination next month to take on incumbent Democratic Representative Val Hoyle in Oregon's 4th Congressional District. Amy Ryan Corser is a consultant and former Kaiser City Council member. Monique Despain is an attorney and a 30-year Air Force veteran. Despain declined OPB's invitations for a debate or an interview, but Amy Ryan Corser said yes, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. What do you see as the most important policy differences between you and Monique Despain?
You know, in fairness, I cannot comment on her policy differences. I only can really share my my information and goals for policy, because I honestly don't know her. So it would be unfair to me to make a comment on that I'm just not familiar with.
Have you had any debates or joint appearances with her?
No, we've had three invitations and she has declined each one of them. I have accepted each one of them because I believe that this, and thank you for having me, by the way. I just believe that this is the most important job interview I will ever have. And each person in our district is our voters, and they will make the final decision come the primary of who's the best person to represent Oregon. And of course, hopefully the 4th district.
You are a lifelong Kaiser resident until last year when you, am I right, that you sold your house and you and your husband moved into a mobile home to be in the 4th district? Is that all correct?
That's close. So, yes. So yes, to your point. However, I'm a Kaiser girl. I'm from Kaiser. I was raised in Kaiser, and I'm very involved in the community in Marion County and its surrounding counties. And this is not my first run at Congress, just so you know. However,
this is your third, right?
Yes, that's right. We sold our home in Kaiser, and it was part of a bucket list for my husband, who said, I've always wanted to get an RV. And we thought, why we transition and decide where we're moving? It was a great time to sell, not a great time to buy, as people can appreciate. And so we ended up buying an RV, and we are literally living in the district. We feel so blessed to be grassroots campaigning, because to me, it's really all about the people. It's all about what's going on in every district and or every county. And I think I should share, if people don't recognize, you can look it up, but this district for CD4 is 18,000 square miles and 7 counties. So every county has a little bit different issue. I'm really learning all about not only the people, but the district, the issues, and we're doing it just right up close and personal and really engaged. And for me, that's the priority. It's always been about the people. So,
In addition to the size, I should just say for folks who don't know, the district, the big cities are Eugene and Corvallis, but in addition to about the southern half, basically, of Oregon's coastal counties. But why this district? This is not your longtime home. It's worth pointing out that that Kaiser is represented by a Republican, who I guess maybe you don't want to challenge. But why the 4th district?
Sure. So that's not exactly correct. Kaiser is actually represented by Salinas, and she is a Democrat. So here's the thing. Great question. And when you look at the district overall, I, as a representative of the 4th district and looking at the data and, of course, the map, when I ran prior, this was before redistricting. So out of 7 counties, I won 3 of the counties as a GOP nominee. And so I have relationships. I have, long-term, I would say probably 30 years of serving my community. I'm a community servant at heart. And so this really wasn't that big of a jump for me to make when there was redistricting. So I think you're referring to Lori Chavez Dreamer. She is in the 5th district.
Which I actually thought that Kaiser was in her district, but maybe the maps have gotten me so confused in recent years.
And Can I just tell you, no one can figure out the map, so you're not alone. Willamette River divides the district. So Kaiser is very divided right there, and it is in Salinas's district. So, but really, honestly, that was not my motivator in whether to move forward or not in that district. We had moved. We literally sold our house. I maintain a P.O. box, so I do use that address in Kaiser. So to your point, I can understand where that confusion would come from. But because I had name recognition, branding, and of course, relationships in the after the redistricting in the 4th district, that made sense for me to move forward. And that's how we made our decision.
You were a member of the Kaiser City Council, as I mentioned in my introduction, one member among 6. What do you see as your biggest accomplishments in that role that you would argue are reasons why Republican voters now should send you to DC?
Sure. So great question. There's 7 of us, including the mayor. And as a city councilor and being a public servant, to me, it's very much about public service. This service that I provided to the city of Kaiser, my strengths were, of course, for me, and you can look this all of this up on my website's Amy for Oregon, and I do share all this detail in more detail. However, I brought over 1,000 jobs to the community of Kaiser and local businesses, and I was very much an advocate for law enforcement and, of course, and the citizens. When I joined the city of Kaiser, it was because I was frustrated with the bureaucracy of government, and I was a single mom and very passionate about the kids and making sure that we were serving our community. And at that time, when I joined the city council, I was very adamant about making things right, about trying to follow procedure and maybe even change some policies that I thought were not equitable. So I was proud to be a city councilor, but again, I could list the accolades, but the reality is we were a team and we moved forward on what was best for the city. And I fell in love with the process of serving the people of my community and being better. I think we fall short as a government of communicating, of serving the people, of having the resources and the education. And so for me, that became my passion. And I was actually asked to run for city mayor, and I declined because I felt it was a figurehead position and something that I really have a passion for serving and for being part of the solution. And so for me, that decision to move forward with federal office came because I was actually a foster kid here in Oregon, and pretty passionate about our kids and everything that I've done over the 30 years of community service. And I felt like our federal government, though we have the resources and the financial ability, we have, you know, Oregon has a lot of money. We don't have a lot of accountability. So it was my goal to provide better services and help provide accountability to make sure that our kids are safe, protected, and taken care of as we move forward. And that's what drove me into federal politics.
Just a few hours ago, there was a bipartisan vote in the House to move forward with aid for Ukraine and Israel and other U.S. allies. Would you have voted for it?
Well, and because it's updated and it has amendments, I honestly can tell you, I'm familiar with all of the legislation that's coming through, has come through, but I am not familiar with the amendments to that new bill. So that being said, I think it's really important that we support our allies. I think, and I haven't read it, so I would hate to comment on something that I couldn't commit to. But I will tell you, I am a strong supporter of Israel. I'm a strong supporter of our allies. I think we, as America is the greatest nation in the world. It's time we remind everyone of that. And we need to be advocates for the right thing. And that comes in, I do firmly believe that we do need to separate each of the issues because we should not lump them into one sum. So when it comes to supporting our allies, I'm a huge advocate for that.
You write on your website that you're 100% pro-life. Do you think that abortion should be legal in the U.S. under any circumstances?
You know, that's a great question. And the reality is that has been a question that has been such a use of division and separation of, they make it a party issue. And I really think it's a heart issue. So I am proudly endorsed by Oregon Right to Life. There's no changing that as far as my beliefs of conception to my belief of conception to final breath. But that means respect and dignity for all life, no matter what ages. And so I am endorsed by them. I also believe that instead of avoiding the topic, I think it's a challenging conversation that we need to all unite on and find some middle ground on, because I think it's a polarization politically that we have engaged in that we can do differently, we can do better. And I'm a big believer that, and I have a lot of experience. I'm 55 years old. Like I've adopted and adapted to a lot of different changes. I'm very open-hearted. But what I will share is that I do believe in the sanctity of life. And I do believe
because we only have about a minute and a half left. This is a concrete question. Would you support a nationwide federal ban on abortion? This is a kind of vote that could very likely come to you.
Sure. And in that specific question, I do not.
You would not. So you say you're 100% pro-life, but you wouldn't support a federal ban on abortion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. Here's the thing. On federal, first of all, it's a state issue. And I do believe that it can be, coming back to the states was right. I do support, I think we need to have the conversations. I think we need to find common ground. I would say that I'm not an initial, like, immediate, jump to the conclusion that that's the right thing for everyone. We have to listen to everyone. We have to represent everyone as your federal representative. It's my job to represent everyone. I am pro-life. I am a big believer in crafting legislation that prevents. But we have education now and data and science that gives us information that we should be basing our decisions on. And we have not done that. So I hope that we could all come together and find unity for that. So that would be my answer to that.
Amy Ryan Corser, thank you. Amy Ryan Corser is one of the two candidates in the Republican primary in Oregon's 4th congressional district. They are hoping to unseat incumbent Democrat Val Hoyle.